Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to Access All Areas. I'm Bobby Norris.
I'm Summer Montes Fulham.
It is so lovely to have you joining me this week, Summer. As we mentioned last week, the lovely Stephen is living his best life in Paris watching Gaga. So we've got you gracing our screens tonight, and it's a pleasure to see you again. How have you been, my love?
Yes, I've been great. How have you been?
Really good, thank you. Enjoying the weather.
Oh, my God, it was so hot.
Not gonna lie, I'm glad it's a little bit cooler now.
Even now, it feels like the bloody Arctic. It's freezing. It's too cold. Now I'm really angry. It's cold.
I managed to find the last fan in Essex, I think. So I've got that like a tower one. It's not the strongest, but it's still working.
I literally didn't know what to do with myself. I was like, because I love the heat. I'm grumpy if I'm cold, and I just didn't know what to do with myself. Everything in the shops. Like all the shelves were empty. There were no bloody ice lollies. There was nothing to eat. There were no drinks. All the gin had gone. I was like, what the hell is going on? There's just nothing left for anyone else. I was like, everyone's gone mad.
Yeah, I think everyone was definitely stockpiling the ice cubes.
No, they weren't.
And the lollies. But yeah. I'm like, yeah, well, I love the heat, but it definitely feels a little bit different when it's here in the UK compared to holiday.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because I guess on holiday, you can just jump in the pool, can't you? Or run in the sea.
Yeah, and have like iced coffees and go out and like...
Nice strawberry daiquiri.
Yeah, yeah, mojito. Mm.
Oh, my lovely. You enjoyed the weather. What else have you been up to since we spoke last?
Yeah, I've been busy with work and my aesthetics. I'm now a lash girl, so I do all my lashes now. I've just not stopped. I'm adding it all to my bum in London back and forth. I'm going out until bloody 4 o'clock in the morning, Bobby. I've been a bit wild this month. In July, I've been wild.
Blame it on the heat, Summer. Blame it on the heat. Anyone special in your life? Is there a nice man?
Nope. Still single. Nope.
Is that how you like it?
Yeah, for now. You never know. Like, my options are open. Like, I'm definitely interested in dating, but, you know, it's early days, isn't it? It's just got to...
Single and ready to mingle, Summer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for it. Well, talking of love and talking of summer, we've got a little bit of a Love Island special episode tonight. We're joined by fresh out the villa, Billy Brown, mm-hmm. this evening. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to getting all the tea on what's really going on in that villa, because this year I don't know what's going on.
Lost their marbles.
Yeah, it's been a series, isn't it? And we're not even at the end yet. But I definitely want to know what is going on the DL in that villa. And then later on this evening, we're joined by the lovely Samira Mighty, who was in Love Island in 2019. So it is a proper little Love Island fest.
I'm loving it. Getting all the goss. And I just can't wait to hear everything that's been happening back in 2019 and this year. I want to know
absolutely. What I always love speaking to a Love Island who has been out of it a couple of series is always their opinion on A, do they still watch it? And B, how's it changed for them now watching it? Because obviously when you know the ins and outs, and you can't help, I guess, but compare it to your series. So I'm looking forward to Samira spilling some tea. But talking of Love Island, I don't know if you've seen in the press this week, apparently there's going to be a Love Island kind of spin-off show for the middle age, 40s and 50s, which I'm here for it.
I quite like the sound of that. I think it's a great idea, but their kids set them up though, don't they? Is that correct?
I think so. I think there's like a working title of Your Mum, My Dad.
Can you imagine? I'm like, come here. But I'm brutal. So can you imagine, like, although my parents say, you know, I have been married, but... it would be like, what if you've got a really naughty kid that just wants to set you up to like, can you imagine? My mum would kill me.
I think it takes a brave person, I think, to put their parent into a show like that, because to want to watch your parent day, if you think of what we see on Love Island, do you want to see your mum and dad doing that?
No.
I mean, I'm more than happy to watch it though. What scares me is though that it's being spoke about obviously in the press and on social media as middle-aged Love Island starting at 40. I'm thinking, is 40 classed as middle-age now? Because I'm only 5 years away from that.
You'll never be middle-aged, Bob. You'll always be young.
Bless you. And that's why I love you, Sam. Will you be tuning in and watching it?
I will be, you know. My sisters watch Love Island. I'm like that against the wall when I come back, watch a few like episodes, trying to catch up with it all. And so I'll be watching a few of those for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Because yeah, the whole dynamics is going to change.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm really excited to see, yeah, to see how it pans out. So that's going to be a watch this space. How about you, my love? Anything in the press caught your eye, showbiz wise?
Stacey and Joe.
Oh, bless them.
Ah, I loved the picture going back in, I think it was May, in her dress. Do you think she'll be something wearing something similar, or do you think it's going to be completely different?
I know the photo you mean on social media. Yeah, I think Joe was in a lovely suit. She had like this very lace gown, kind of gave me a bit of Great Gatsby vibes that she had. She looks, I mean, I love Stacey and she looks stunning in that. Because we haven't seen, as it stands at recording this, we haven't seen the photos of her yet. They haven't been released. No. I'm sure she's going to look stunning, whatever she's wearing. But yeah, I could see her maybe wearing a little bit of lace. I saw on her social media, I think it was Friday, that she'd gone back blonde.
Yes, I'm loving the blonde. I'm all here for it. Yeah. She looks fab. But she looks like she's the type of person that could pull off any hair colour.
Yeah, she's absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I love her blonde hair, and I love her when she goes red. But I wonder if she's done that because looking back in years to come at wedding photos, you kind of want it to be more blonde than when you was at a... I don't know, maybe it was a kind of that thing. I think her caption was something like, I'm back to me now for the wedding, but she loves experimenting with her hair. So I can't wait to see them. I'm sure they had the most amazing day.
I can't wait to see the pictures. Like, I'm like waiting. Release them already, guys. We want to see.
Absolutely. I mean, I love following our social media. And obviously, they've got their dream home now. It's almost like a forever home. It's stunning, this cottage they've got. And yeah, from what I could see in the garden and that, she does things well. Do you know what I mean, Stace? Yeah. Like, she loves a flower arch. She can dress things well. So I'm sure the garden was stunning. I'm sure she was stunning. So... yeah, congratulations to Stacey and Joe.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the pictures. Read all about it when everyone said how beautiful the day was and the weather was great and just, yeah, I can't wait to like imagine what their day looked like because I reckon it was a party.
Oh, absolutely. And I think really, I mean, obviously we've had a really lucky summer so far, but in a way, I kind of think she was really lucky that she did it this week rather than when it was at the hottest because being in a wedding dress and your makeup and your hair in 40 degrees probably ain't going to be the nicest. So the fact it was just a little bit cooler but still lovely was probably a bit nicer. I mean, I've never been married yet, but I can't imagine being in your suit, your tie and a full face of makeup is going to be lovely in 42 degrees heat. So someone was looking down on her that she picked the following week.
Yeah. Would you want to get married, Bob?
Oh, I'd love to get married, yeah. I think if with the right guy, I'd definitely love the whole get married, family. Yeah, for sure. How about you?
Yeah, I want either two or four kids because I'm one of four daughters. So I either want two or four. It has to be even. And I want them to like ponies because that's what they're going to have to deal with. So they're going to have up and shut up, guys, because you just get on that pony now, you know.
I'm young.
Yeah, start them young. Means no boyfriends until, you know, they're older. I didn't have boyfriends until I was way older, so yeah, I know that they won't have that. And yeah, can't wait to get married.
I think two's lovely. Two's a lovely amount. Four, you're going to be a busy girl, Summer, if you want four.
Well, but yeah, thinking about it, I actually look at my mum and I think my mum's like, all of our managers, she's like trying to like focus on who's doing what every day. She's like, right, you here, you've got to do this, you're doing this, don't forget this, make sure you attend your appointment. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And if I have children like me, it would be carnage, it would be mental. You know, I've got a load of horses, animals, dogs, chickens, we've now got a pet pheasant, Bobby. I mean,
I kind of think you're lucky if you do have a child like you in the sense if they share your hobbies. I mean, I'm an only child, so I would definitely like two. I mean, I'd be over the moon and so blessed to even have one, but two would be perfect. But like you say, if it's your interests and hobbies, amazing. I know my luck. I'm going to have a little boy that loves football, and I'm going to be up in the rain at the football pitch watching football.
Yeah, that's so cute.
West Ham or Spurs or whoever he supports. I'll be taking him up there on a Saturday, not having a clue about the rules. He'll be having to teach me. But if that's your kid's hobby and interest, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I love that.
And finally, showbiz-wise, I mean, Stephen's going to be gutted. He's missed it because, I mean, he is Mr. Eurovision. But it's been announced that Eurovision is being held in the UK.
Will you be watching it?
I mean, I've never really watched a Eurovision, and Stephen can't quite believe it because, I mean, he lives it, breathes it, and he is obsessed with it. I've never been that person that watches, because I think it's on, like, daily for a week or something. It's almost like a wheel sets up the gay World Cup. I mean, hate to generalise. We say that in jest, guys, and we're both gay men, so no offence. I think we had an amazing. It was Sam Ryder, wasn't it, this year? I think he was amazing and come second. He was incredible. And you know, if it is going to be, I might go rather than watch it on telly. If I can get a ticket, I might go and watch it, because maybe Eurovision's changing a little bit now.
Everything is changing though, isn't it? Everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to talk about, you know, someone else coming back into the villa. I want to know. Yeah, everything's changing.
Well, let's find out what is changing, because I think the lovely Billy is waiting in the waiting room now to join us. So let's get him in and let's get the goss from Villa.
Hello.
Hello, Billy. You all right, mate?
How you doing? You all right?
Really good, thank you. Thanks for joining us this evening. All right. How is everything going? Fresh out the villa, mate.
Do you know what? It's a bit weird. It's like, yeah, everything's changing, isn't it? So, yeah, you've got to get used to it.
How are you finding it? How are you getting used to it? Because obviously, I bet it's a crazy town right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when someone sort of asks for photos and I'm like, what with me? Like, why? I don't get it. It's like, do you know what I mean? So it is weird, but I think I'm enjoying it at the same time. You've got to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. How are you finding social media? I'm always intrigued, because obviously you don't have your phone when you're in the villa, do you? So when you get it back, when the production give it back and you turn it on, what's your phone saying? Is it blowing up?
Yeah, like you can't sort of get to the bottom of your DMs. It's a bit weird. Like you just keep scrolling. It's so mad. Like, yeah, you got page 3 models messaging you and all that. It's a bit like...
Spill the beans.
Oh, honestly, I don't know what to do with myself.
So who's sliding into the DMs? So obviously you say page 3 models. Anyone we know?
Oh.
You can tell us, Bill.
Come on, Billy.
You got a few from like... before seasons and stuff like that, Love Island, and yeah, popping up sort of thing. I'm not going to name any names, but yeah, probably someone. I can't say because it'll put them in it.
So you've got a few blue ticks in there, shall we say?
Yeah, little few blue ticks, yeah.
And anyone that's caught your eye that you fancy taking for a lemon and herb?
Yeah, maybe. Might be on the cards.
Ooh. Won't be waiting for Gemma then, no?
Nah, never me.
So, Bill, how did you find it? Obviously, it's such a huge show. I'm guessing you was a fan before you went in.
Yeah.
Tell me about your experience.
Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't really know what to expect, because obviously you watch it and you see the 45 minutes of what it is. You don't see the 24 hours of what it is. It's like... you're going to bed, like, I found out at like 4:30 in the morning, waking up at like 1:00 in the afternoon. How they wake you up just with them bright lights, you know, they talk on the tannoy, like, get up, put your mics on. It's just very, it feels like you're sort of in a game show. It's weird, which you are in a show, but it's like, it's a bit surreal sometimes. I think you got to like have a little reality check and go, right, I'm actually in this. Do you know what I mean? And you've got to just take it as it comes, which is a bit mad. But it is full on. Like, everyone's emotions, like, say someone had an argument, like, you'd feel that argument. Like, you wouldn't be happy. You'd feel exactly the same as they do, because you're all one family. So it is a bit mad.
It's a long time in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is crazy.
Is it weird being back home?
Yeah, like the first night I woke up and I was like, there's no lights, there's no mic to put on, there's no one telling me what to do. It's weird, yeah, it's so mad. So yeah, for me it was a bit crazy. It was crazy.
Do you miss it?
Yes and no. So yes, because it's once in a lifetime, you know, and then no, because like it's nice doing your own thing again, which is a bit mad. So I think I am enjoying being home.
So, Bill, you knew Gemma before you both went into the villa?
No, I didn't know her. I just knew of her. You know when you follow us on Instagram?
Oh, so you didn't actually know each other. You was following her.
Yeah, she's obviously known of me sort of thing. Yeah. So, like, you follow someone because they're fit or whatever. And, yeah, that was sort of the case with us two.
So she's a bit of you then, obviously. You're following her because you think she's a bit of a salt.
Yeah, well, you can say vice versa. Do you know what I mean? You can say vice versa. So,
great.
So she was following you back as well.
Yeah. Because I got leaked before I went in there, and someone from the Sun had said, "Oh, look, they know each other. They follow each other." Da, da, da. So someone saw that straight away and was a bit like, "What's going on here?" But yeah, we did follow
each other. Did that not just affect your position of going on? If you were leaked going on.
Nah, well, it was about probably five. I was out there already. Like I was like quarantining, like chilling, and then that come out. And I think it was about 5 days before, something like that. So they knew I was going on, so it didn't really matter. Which was
you DMing each other? Did she kind of say, or did you say to her, "See you in there, babe"?
Nah, nothing like that.
No, so no DMs. It was just a following. That's that.
Yeah, just following, man. Just following.
So what do you think of Gemma and Luca? Do you think they can go the distance?
Yeah, I do think so. Like, at the end of the day, they love each other now, apparently. So that's a good thing. They are good. Like, they're sort of the same. They're very sort of straight to the point. Like, not blunt, but...
straight to the point.
Very serious sort of thing. It's like, with other couples, you get ups and downs and... laughs and sort of fights and stuff. They're just very just straight, do you know what I mean? So yeah, I think they can. Whether they work on the outside, I don't know, but hopefully they do, and yeah, hopefully they're all good.
So do you reckon they'll win it?
No.
Who's your money on?
Yeah.
Ekin and Davide, 100%. 100%, yeah.
I mean, he's a bit of a soul, so...
Yeah, he's a cool guy. He's a cool guy, man.
He's a good looking lad.
And he's so good looking as well. Yeah, he's wicked.
Is there anyone that you're dreading seeing at the reunion? You know, like obviously when everyone all gets out, you do the big Love Island reunion. Anyone you're dreading, or do you reckon there's going to be some drama? Because this year, for some reason, it feels like it's been quite highly reported. There's a bit of a divide in there. Seems quite aggy. Tensions are high. So I reckon the reunion is going to be quite explosive.
Yeah, well, with me, I'm all right with everyone. Well, in my eyes, like, there's nothing going on with me, so I'll be fine. Other people, I'm not too sure. Like, I've heard things about Remy and Jax. I've heard things like, you know, like little things like that. So I don't know what's going to happen on that end of things, but we will see, won't we?
So have you guys that are out the villa already now set up a WhatsApp group for all of you?
Sort of, like a Instagram DM chat sort of thing. Like, we've got all the Casa boys and Casa girls in it. Then I've got one with the Casa boys. Then I've got one with sort of everyone that's out. So yeah, there's a few chats going on. There is a few chats.
And what's everyone's opinion? I mean, what are the chats saying? Are you all sat there at 9 o'clock watching the show every night and like kind of going, I can't believe it?
Oh, do you know what? It's not even like that. It's sort of like, oh, who's going to this event, or who wants to come out tonight? Who's free? Da, da, da. Sort of planning up when to meet, not really talking about the show. So, yeah, no bitching going on over there.
No one's slagging no one in there.
Nah. What was I'll tell them, stop. Do you know what I mean? So, nah, it's all right, to be fair. It's all right.
So you're quite looking forward to the reunion, I guess, because for you, there's no drama. Just lovely to see everyone and have a couple of beers at the end of it.
That's it, yeah. Like, we're all going to go out after, so that should be good. And, yeah, just catch up with everyone, see how everyone is. And, yeah, for me, it's just like a sort of friendly get-together, so that should be quite good. Should be good fun.
Is it weird being photographed?
Oh, do you know what? I had it the Paps was onto me. I was in a club in London and I walked out, and it happened so that a girl was actually walking sort of behind me, and this paparazzi come around and was like, bam, bam, bam. I was like, what are you doing? I'm not even with her. Do you know what I mean? It was just like, that was crazy. And today I had it. I went to Capital for an interview on the breakfast show, and then I come out of there and done Capital Extra, and come out of there, and then there was paparazzi there as well. So it is weird, but it's just like, I actually spoke with that guy and he was nice. So yeah, it's just getting used to it, I suppose, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Do you have any regrets, Bill, about your time in the villa? When you look back, is there anything you wish you'd done different?
I wouldn't say regrets. Like, that's, I would change maybe because of the outcome of things, that the Snog Mary Pie. The Danica thing, basically. I would snog Danica. It was a silly move, but you know, it's done now. Everything's sorted, everything's blown over. But yeah, I'll probably change that.
So in terms of people that are currently in the villa or right out of the villa now, is there anyone that's been part of the show that you kind of got your eye on that you want to hook up with when they're out, or are you kind of now, you're just going through your DMs and thinking about?
Do you know what's funny? I'll tell you a little story if you want.
Yeah, please.
Always want to hear a story.
No one actually knows this yet.
Okay.
Even better.
Yeah.
You're the first to hear this. So basically, when I come out, I saw that this Lacey girl was going in. And we've actually...
Uh-oh.
I've got with her before, which is funny. Next thing you know, she texts me the day she got out saying...
Come on, Bill, what did she say?
Yeah.
Missed you by a day.
And what did you write back?
Yeah,
I was unlucky, I think. Or something like that. Yeah, because I think she was coming in there for me, I think. Yeah, it was quite funny.
So when you say you've got with her, are we talking?
Nah, just a little kiss and that. Yeah, just a little kiss. Like it was a boat event, like a boat party. And she fancied me, and I ended up just getting with her. Didn't go any further, but yeah, I knew of her, put it that way.
And then you gutted that you missed each other by a day.
I'm not gutted. I think she was, though. She couldn't wait to drop me a DM, so that was quite funny.
Will you send her a DM and catch up with her? Meet up with her again?
We'll probably meet, yeah. Like, not just one-on-one, but we'll probably meet in a group and have a laugh. But yeah, we will see. I'm not too sure yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, mate, do you feel that there was more pressure on you going in as like a Casa Bombshell? Does that kind of make it a little bit more stressful than it already would be?
That's intense. Like, that is intense stuff. Like, for me, it's like, when you're waiting outside with the boys and you're like getting a bit like, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to say? What are we going to, you know, you start thinking like that. And for me, I think on a spot and just say what I want, sort of thing. And you start overthinking it. And then when you go in and the girls are 10 times better in person, and you go, whoa, like these are actually proper fit. Do you know what I mean? So it was intense. And you sit around the fire pit and it's like, you can only really talk one at a time because of the cameras and stuff. Like, and it was a bit like awkward at the start, and then I sort of just eased into it. But it was nerve-wracking at the start, and then the second day was all right. But as a Casa Bombshell, you got to turn heads. And Danica was the only one that was single, so I thought, I'm not going to go for like the sort of easy option. So for me to turn someone's head that's in a relationship was quite hard, but I enjoyed the challenge. I like things like that. So for me, it was all right, but other boys, maybe not. I'm not too sure.
Before going in, obviously, from watching the show in advance, was there anyone that you kind of had your eye on? And if things had been different, that you would have kind of cracked on with?
If things had been different, well, I sort of had a laugh with Paige. That was nice. Tasha, obviously, Danica. Gemma would have been different, I think. I've said this before. If it weren't in Casa or if I did put her for a chat. Because I actually didn't really talk to her in Casa apart from just flirty banner. Who else? I think India was just literally a good friend. I think that's it. Yeah, I think Gemma would be the only one that would be different.
And now, is it, because obviously you've been a fan of the show, you've watched it. When you then know you're going in, and I don't know how much you've seen of the series before you then actually go in, are you kind of going in with a bit of a game plan, thinking, right, I know what's going on? So it kind of puts you in a stronger situation than maybe people from day one.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It is a weird one going in, because obviously we do, no one really knows this, but we do like a recoupling in Casa. So they actually stand up, the girls, put their point across. We're standing in the line and they still do a recoupling in Casa, but you just don't see that. And then when you're standing there, it's nerve-wracking because you don't know if you're going to fit you or not. And then when she recoupled with me, we go to the villa, you're sort of in the bedroom waiting. And then when you come out, it's a bit like, right, everyone wants to bite my head off. Do you know what I mean? It's like everyone's staring at you like, who are you to be in my house? And it's like, it is a bit like, it's intimidating, but I found it funny. Like, it was just like, why are you all staring at me like this? It was so funny. But yeah, I think Tasha was quite nervous as well, because when we got there, there was like over 16 people sitting already. I'm like, what is going on? Everyone's recoupled. So everyone's emotions is just up and down. It is crazy. It is a crazy feeling.
And does everyone have questions about what's going on the outside?
Oh, yeah. But I didn't say much. I didn't say nothing, because you're not actually allowed to tell everyone.
So I was speaking to someone recently and they were saying, people's going, how many followers am I at now? And wanting to know all that kind of stuff. What's my social media like now?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of that talk?
Yeah, I think that's cringy, though. I think that's so cringy. Like, I couldn't care less if I had one follower or a million. Do you know what I mean? But some people, obviously, they're different, isn't they? They care. So yeah, that's what I'm asking. Nah, I can't say names, but yeah, no, they cared. I'm just like, what? Yeah, weird, very weird. But I'll learn in it for that. Yeah.
And I think it's nice that you've gone in it for the experience rather than for that. Do you think there's some people in there that might only be in there for a blue tick and maybe a clothing range deal?
Oh, well, you never know, do you? But
I don't, but you do, Bill.
So. I think you'll find out.
You think we'll find? Oh,
okay. I think you'll find out as soon as they get out. Whoever stops being with someone or that sort of side of things, you'll know then. Because yeah, you can have your prediction sort of thing, but you never actually know. So we will see. I can't wait to see.
Is that fired? I think shots have been fired.
You think?
I can hear them from here. I can.
Oh, we'll see.
So, what you got planned, Bill? What's coming up? Are you going to kind of be doing a lot of the influencing thing?
Yeah, like you sort of just take it as it comes. Like, yeah, just like podcasts, interviews, like PAs, and then obviously the modelling side of things, like just sign with an agent. Just see what happens, basically.
Just amazing.
Pops up, yeah. If another TV show pops up, crack on with it, and yeah, maybe go down that route. But yeah, definitely get into TV and that side of things.
What TV show would you like to pop up? Is there one in particular? What would be the dream?
I'd be flipping. Oh, you name it. Celebs Go Dating. I'll do Strictly Come Dancing. I'll do Too Hot to Handle. Anything. I'm up for anything. As long as there's banter involved, I'm on it.
So you've definitely got the bug for reality TV now. Love Island ain't scared you off.
No, definitely not.
I'm not sure if you've seen, but in the press today, they're saying there's going to be like a Love Island spin-off where it's going to kind of be for people in their 40s and 50s. And from what we can see, it looks like it's going to be people's parents. So the kids are going to put them in the villa. What's your thoughts on that? Do you think it's a good idea?
I come up with that. I said that in the villa.
No, I've
come up with that. I literally met a lady today. She was like, oh, can I have a photo? I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, they should do a Love Island for 40-year-olds or like 30, 40, 50-year-olds. And I said, yeah, I've recommended it. And now you're telling me this is mad.
Yeah, it's in the press today.
Crack on with it, 100%. You know, some people's parents are like, oh, it's hard to find someone, or it's hard to on these dating apps and da da da. Agreed. Put them in it. I think it'll be hilarious.
Because that's the thing. Just because you hit 30, 40s, 50s, it doesn't mean that people are going to stop looking for love or wanting to date. But I think regardless of age, I think nowadays dating is quite hard because I don't know if it's because of social media, but people have so many options. People can just, you know what I mean? It is hard.
It is weird because like nowadays for us youngsters, Instagram is so easy. It's just drop them a DM or they drop you a DM. I sort of cut to the chase and say, do you want to meet up? Like, save the questions for a date sort of thing. That's my way. But for older people, you go on your Tinders, you go on your, what is it, Bumble, whatever it's called, like, and you see it's hard to talk to someone sort of thing and hard to meet up. And I think for older people, it's not nice that it's so hard. I think they deserve a chance as well. Do you know what I mean? To actually find someone, because being lonely when you're older, no one wants it today.
Absolutely. So Billy Brown, tell me, just so I can get my head around it, give us a few techers here. So your route is you just go straight into DMs, and what would you say? Just fancy a drink, or do you do a high bar?
You want to know?
Do you do an emoji? We need all the advice we can get.
Right. Do you want to know the two things I use?
Yes, please.
Right. These have worked. Right. So. My first one is, you're not too bad, are you? With a winky and a smirk. That's one. So basically, if they reply saying, not too bad yourself, they've got a bit about them. If they say, not too bad, what do you mean? Blanket, they're boring. That's the first one. Okay, so...
So depending on the reply, you can kind of gauge quite, yeah, I see what you're doing there. So
have they got a bit of banter, a bit about them, where they can take a bit, or are they just like thinking they're it? And not too bad, don't cut it for them. That's one of them.
Yep.
And then the second one's actually quite funny. It's like a question, but it's not. So I'll just put, fuck me.
With a question mark.
No question mark, with a wink.
Just fuck me.
Yeah, just fuck me with a wink. But basically, how that comes across, if they go, okay, then it's, all right, cool, and let's do it. Do you know what I mean? But if they say, what do you mean? Then you, and they get naggy about it, then you say, oh no, it's just like an expression, like, oh, fuck me, you're fit. Do you know what I mean? So you can cover yourself if it don't go right.
So another way of gauging where you stand with them. When you say winks at the end, what kind of winker are you, Bill? Are you just a wink, or are you the one that has the tongue out as well? Or what?
Oh,
what,
yeah, tongue out, the drop.
And the wink on both.
Yeah. Yeah, tongue and a wink. That's it. You got it.
And how does the fuck me DM normally go down?
Oh, it's gone down. Got a good success rate. Yeah. Yeah. I've had one person say, what do you mean? And then I went, oh, no, like, I was saying in speech marks, fuck me, you're fit. And they went, oh, thank you. Da, da, da. But some girls do go, okay. And I'm like, well, that was easy.
Mate, I'm not going to lie. I'm not sure how I would feel if someone DM'd me going, fuck me.
It's not like, fuck me. It's fuck me. Little hmm. Do you know what I mean? Then you've got to understand what's he saying. What would you say?
I'd probably leave them on, like, requests.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got to have, like, a reciprocated energy, though. Like, you've got to like a few photos as well. Like, I've got to like a few photos. You know, a little game you play. And then it's like, right, now I'm going to go in there.
And how far do you go back down the timeline? When you're doing the little strategic, I'm going to do a few likes so it pops up and they know that...
Top six photos.
All six?
No, not six. Two.
Two of the top six.
Yeah, but never go one, two. You've always got to skip one.
so you've spent a bit more time scrolling.
Yes.
Bill. I can say a lot of thoughts gone into this.
Yeah. You've got to be different. On a DM, girls get every day, you're beautiful, you're stunning, you're this, you're that, you look unreal, your eyes are... It's boring. If I was a girl, what would I want to receive? And that's probably what I'd want to receive. That's how I think of things.
So are you quite happy to have a bit of fun there and play about, or would you ideally like to to find someone and kind of get all loved up and settled down?
If that right one comes, it comes. But at the moment, I'm going with the flow, having fun.
And do you like a bit of an older woman, Bill? The last question.
Yeah. No, I actually do. Like, I've been with, like, dated older women before as well. I just think their heads...
How old is older?
27 plus.
What's the oldest you've been to, Bill?
Oh, don't. What, dated?
Not necessarily dated, just as in maybe... a nice night with
39.
And how old was you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Nah, so I was 22.
And she was 39. Mm. You like the experienced woman, Bill? Did she teach you a thing or two?
No, they never teach me. I always teach them.
Oh, Bill, thank you for coming on. On that note, thank you so much for joining us.
That's all right. Thank you.
Best of luck with all your PAs and everything. And sure, see you out and about soon, mate.
Oh, 100%.
Take care,
Bill.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye, mate.
Bye.
Sammy, you're so getting a DM tonight.
Oh my God, pack it in. He was so funny, but that's very funny. Yeah.
Well, should we go to another Love Islander? I'll save you from answering that.
Yeah.
I think we've got the lovely Samira waiting to come in. So let's get her in and get some more Love Island tea.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, babe. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Really Hello. Good. Thank you for joining us.
No worries. Hi, you all right?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
What you been up to, babe, busy girl?
Wow, very, very busy, you know, being a pop star sensation over here.
honestly, incredible. Congratulations. I'm so happy for you. I remember speaking in lockdown about you doing your music and everything, so I'm so glad it's finally here.
Yeah, so am I. It's been, like, very overwhelming, but I'm so excited for it.
Is it mad hearing your single on the radio?
Oh my gosh, it's so strange. I mean, I was literally so overwhelmed, but it was like cool to hear my name as like Samira as well. And it just made me feel really good and like I'm proud of myself. And like, it's been a long time coming, this song.
And how's the reaction been to it? I'm guessing incredible.
Yeah, the reaction's been really good. Like, what I love about it is that it's for every generation. So it can be like, you know, for older people, younger people, people who don't know the original, people who do. So it's a song that everyone can love and enjoy. And I think, you know, with like COVID being in and stuff, I think it's such a nice song to kind of have. It's a nice message, you know, and it's like, it's just something that everyone can just party to and just smile, really.
And now people ain't got to wear masks. You can actually see their smile. So it's the perfect timing.
Exactly. It's just such a nice message. Like, I love your smile. It's actually like really like touching. So
I've never been thought that. So true though. Do you consciously think that you went for a cover for that reason, that it could appeal to people that might not know the original, but also people that do know and love the original?
Yeah, like I've got loads of like messages from people who are like much more younger who love the song and then now have discovered the original song and they're like, oh my gosh. So it's nice to see they can have like a little, you know, comparison, but it's also not a comparison because they can enjoy both songs. But like my mum, for example, she used to listen to it and my mum absolutely loves it. And my mum's a dance teacher. So she teaches people who are in school and like as old as like 80s and each one are just like absolutely loving it and dancing to it. So it's just such a good song, really.
So Aww. True. Appeals to all age groups, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's just such a lovely song.
And my sister was named after the original artist. So no. It was, how weird is that? Shanice. She was named after Shanice.
Shut up.
That scared me. I was like, that's a whole like
Yeah.
thing. Yeah. So I was like, there is a no-brainer that I had to do it. I was like, absolutely.
That's a sign. I'm big on signs and fate and everything.
Right?
Like that is, I mean, you couldn't be more. That's almost made my ears stand up.
It's scary, isn't it? It's weird. Because I said it to my dad, and my dad was like, yeah, your sister's named after Shanice. And I was like, oh my God.
I love that. So now you've got got the first one out is, I bet the ball's rolling. As I say, we've spoke in lockdowns for the last couple of years. I know music's your passion, and you, I'm guessing you're ready to up and running now. And I guess you've got a few in the locker.
Oh yeah, I've been doing this for like at least like proper recording since COVID finished. Going into the studio, working with such like amazing producers, amazing songwriters as well. Like I've worked with people who've written for Ed Sheeran, for Becky Hill, you know, for Anne-Marie, like such amazing people. And I've got so many songs in the locker, and I'm so happy to, like, I'm excited to release them because they're like obviously my babies because they're originals. And yeah, I'm excited to release them really, but that'll be coming soon.
Can you give us a little tease on when it's coming?
It'll be summer. It'll be
not long.
Yeah, not too long. We're just there's loads of logistics, and like it's something that I didn't realize going into the industry is that, like, you know, even for one song, it could take months and months to make because you've got to go to the studio. You know, you'll be in a creative room and you'll sit and make the song, and then you'll go back and then you'll think of other ideas, and then you've got to get like a good mix. And then you want to, you know, I'm a perfectionist as well, so I'll go back and forth. So it takes a lot of work. And I think people don't really realize that, you know, you don't just get a song from thin air. And it's also a lot of energy because, like, my original songs, I want everyone to feel something when they hear it, even if it's like a dance one or like a slightly sad one or a slower one. I still want it to be like connected to me. So you put a lot of yourself in it. So some studio sessions I've cried. I'm like, Jesus Christ, that was a lot, because you want to talk about what the song's about and how it could connect to everyone else.
Yeah. Do your family get involved? Like, does your sister and your mum and dad get involved? And like,
they're more cheerleaders. You know, they really want me to do really well. More of a support system than anything. And I kind of just like that. They're not singers or anything. So I mean, my family can all sing, which is actually quite mad. But yeah, they're more my support system, and they're there to kind of cheer me on. They're so proud.
When you're singing about something emotional, whether it's like a breakup or something like that, is that quite a release to put pen to paper and then sing them lyrics? That must be quite a cleansing thing to do.
You know what? It really is, because what I love about it is you could be in a room with, you know, the producer, a co-writer, maybe somebody else, and you all actually share your experiences. I mean, you know, it's not like that deep, like therapy, but you could be like, I hear the beat and I'm like, I feel like this song could be about, you know, someone who's gone through something and still loves someone, but they can't be with them. And then you'll say, you might say something that might have happened to you, or it's almost like a story, you know, it could be like this person, this boy or girl. And it's nice to all share it. And when you get it down into paper and you hear it in a song, it's really like kind of like the message. It's really nice, it's satisfying, because it's just like you've let it out in a way that you might have not been able to speak about it.
And connects to so many people, because everyone's been in love, haven't they? And I imagine a lot of us out there have had that person that, whether timing wasn't right or situation wasn't right, that you really like someone but you've just never been able to make it happen or make it work. So yeah, it's relatable to everyone.
Yeah. And even it could even be like, you know, some of my much more dancier songs, you know, it could be almost about when you see someone in a club and you know, you know, you're scared to go near them and you want to, how do you feel in that moment and all that kind of stuff. So it's not always sad. It's just like different emotions and different songs. And I want people to feel exactly the words I'm saying.
I'm so excited to hear them all. They're going to be right up my street.
You know,
tell.
Bobby, you're going to love them.
I've got to obviously ask you about Love Island this series. What are you making of it?
It's actually so good. This is the first series that I've watched throughout the beginning to like now. It's just drama after drama. That's what I was living for.
It is proper drama.
It's good though. It's so good. I mean, it's funny. It's interesting. I mean, it's because it's not the same villa as well. I'm not looking at it as in like you're in my villa. It's weird. Yeah. I'm looking at it as a different show.
Yeah. What do you think of that going back on?
Oh my god, that was so random.
I was shocked. I was like,
I literally screamed. Like I screamed fully because I was really intrigued. I said, okay, who's this new bombshell now? Right, okay, tattoos, right, okay. And I was like, what? But what I think is such a good twist. I swear on my life, I did not expect anything in this world to be that.
If they asked you to go back on, would you do it?
Ooh. You know what? I think it'd be so fun to go back in there. But because I've done it, I feel like it's a once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah.
That you take once and you kind of run with it.
Mm.
But I think Adam going back on was good because now he's obviously with Paige, and I think he's like almost redeemed himself from the audience's like opinion on him, even though Adam is generally a nice person. He always has been. But obviously my season, he went from girl to girl, but this one, it's actually quite nice to see him a bit older, a bit more mature. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think he was conscious about that? Because I literally interviewed him on here 2 or 3 weeks before we went in. he obviously didn't tell us, wasn't able to tell us he was going back in. But we was talking about hindsight and how we would do things different, obviously. And it's so with the questions I was asking him, when he then come on the screen, I was like, hey, they want to have him on the show. That's like I almost wrote and predicted what was going to happen a few weeks later.
That's really weird.
So weird. Do you think that he would be aware going back second time round? Because obviously there's been a lot in the press, not just about Adam, but this series kind of has come up quite a bit of, people saying that the boys haven't been respecting the girls and speaking to them right. And I guess once you've been in there before and you've seen how it works, maybe going back with a slightly older head on your shoulders, it is maybe a better thing and kind of
playing
the game different.
Yeah, I think you generally wouldn't be able to help not being conscious of everything. Like, it's not the first time you've seen everything, you know, it's the second time you've seen everything. So I think generally you would just go in being like, not knowing how it works, because it's not nothing about how it works, but you know, you've been there. Do you know what I mean? It's not new.
Yeah.
So I think you would be conscious of things, but I think, you know what, I think it was a good idea for him to go in. Like, he's a nice person. So why not? Do you know?
Absolutely. And ain't bad to look at, is he? Do you reckon they'll last on the outside, babe?
Who, Paige and Adam?
Yeah.
You know what? I'd actually quite like to see them, like, date for real on the outside, because they've only been together, what, a week and a half?
Yeah, it's a very early doors.
So it's super early, and it's the final on Monday. So I don't think they've actually had enough chance to kind of give it a go, because obviously when you're in there, it's so intense. That, like, you know, 2 days later you'll have a boyfriend and a husband and you're like, eh? You know, in the real world, you wouldn't have that. So it's just like, I think they need a bit of time to kind of completely gel together.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing enough of them, really.
What's your thoughts on the criticism that this series is coming up against? Do you think there's kind of warranted that people are saying that, or do you think it's a bit of an overreaction?
I think it's hard because what everyone sees is only an hour.
Mm.
And like when you're in there, like when I came out and I saw like articles about stuff, I'd be like, what? No way. Because you don't know, because you're just generally chilling all day with your mates. And, you know, they want to get the juiciest bits, you know, the side eye, the shade, you know, that they're going to get that. And I think until you know them, I think that's where you can make an opinion about. So I think it's difficult for the audience to kind of, you know, I'm not surprised that the audience would say things about it, because what they see in the hour is the best bits of what we're doing in 12 hours. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because obviously, I mean, not just because of all that we was just talking about, but I think because it's been quite a dramatic series, a lot of people are online are saying that this year's Love Islanders, again, even though they haven't got access to their social media, but they're receiving a lot more hate.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of negativity around the Islanders this year.
Yeah. Some of the trolling on Twitter and like hate is like, whoa, so crazy. I mean, I can't like seem to fathom people who send hate to people. I just, what are you doing? You know, even with my song, on TikTok, there's like huge debates going on from people, random people being like, this is not your song, so don't claim it as your song and stuff. And to be honest, it doesn't affect me because I'm like, but also it's just like, to have an opinion on something, you know, like so deeply that you have to go and post it just is so crazy to me.
Have you seen social media get nastier this series compared to previous?
My season was pretty, like, I think the start of the memes, the start of the kind of trolling and yeah. My season was more like memes, like people look like this, you know, people look like this. This season is more like, I mean, I've seen some people's names trending and I've looked at it and it's like disgusting. Mm. Like how you look, that person's this, you look like that, her body this. And you're like, what?
People, honestly, they're just so vile, aren't they?
But then if you saw them in real life, they wouldn't say anything.
Exactly.
Oh, never. No. They never say it to your face, but everyone's brave behind their phone or their tablet, ain't they?
Yeah, exactly.
And thinks it's all right to be so personal and abusive to people. Mm. It's just disgusting.
And it's really, it affects people a lot, you know?
Oh, it massively affects people's mental health, which I wanted to ask, obviously, with someone that's been on Love Island, when you then come out and get your phone and turn that on and see social media, it must be like a head fuck anyway, because you haven't had your phone and you're seeing what everyone's saying. Mm. Thankfully, like you say, when it's a bit more lighthearted in terms of memes, and I mean, I'm sure everyone gets some kind of bad, but your series doesn't seem as nasty.
Yeah, no.
How do you think this year's Islanders are going to feel when they get their phones back Monday after the finals? Gosh,
it's so crazy because, you know, you go in with this amount of followers and you come out with nearly a million and you're like, whoa. And as much as you know, you can't help but look for the first time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, to be honest with you, I was kind of lucky because I didn't have too many bad comments. Like, it wasn't continuous, but some people that I've seen, especially this year's, it's a lot. And I think, you know, I keep forgetting I've done this. Me and Dr. Alex, when we came out the villa, we filmed something with ITV that when the Islanders come out, we give them advice. But I completely keep forgetting about it. And when I see the new Islanders, they're like, oh, we saw you last week. And I'm like, when? When? And they're like, oh, on the little mental health, like, checking in chat after. And I'm like, oh my God, I must look like so young. But it's they need to just kind of just take it as it is. You've gone on a show where everyone's going to have a lot of opinions. We've watched you every single day for 8 weeks. Like, you're just going to get it. And hopefully they're strong enough and prepared enough that they can look past it, because they're the ones flying. Do you know what I mean? They're the ones who are going to have maddest career change. And like, they're going to be famous now, you know, not the trolls behind their laptop eating popcorn. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like,
How do you deal with it now? If you come up against it, like you say, like when it comes to, especially at the moment with your song and stuff, do you feel like, obviously you've been in this industry a while now, have you got a slightly thicker skin to it, or does it still work?
I think it depends what comment. I think sometimes, like, especially now with my song and stuff, I'm actually so, it doesn't bother me. I mean, I think some of them are hilarious because I'm just, it's laughable. But you know, if it's something, if it's, you see something about your appearance, or I've had a few comments, I just don't like Samira, and it's like, but why? Do you know? So it doesn't affect me, but you do sometimes think, but why is that? You know?
Because they're jealous. Do you know why they're jealous? Because you're gorgeous. You've got it all, and they're just jealous. They're at home, bloody bored, shitless.
I know, it's so weird.
Hate on someone that they totally don't know and are out of their control. And so they're like, oh, I hate you. It's just a frustration for them. It's just fucking get a grip.
And sometimes I've actually messaged them and then they'll reply being like, I'm so sorry. Please, you know, and you're like,
oh, yeah.
But what I've done recently is, like, for example, the some of the trolls that have commented on my TikTok videos or something with the song, it actually generates my more views. So I'm like, come at me. You don't even know you're making my career, honey. And I reply in a funny way. Like, I think someone said, this is not your song. And I'm like, it's my song. Keep streaming.
Yeah. Thanks for the interaction.
Right.
Absolutely. I think it's because I've tried to get my head around it for so long. And again, I know we've spoke about it a few times, but in the 4.5 years I've been campaigning to make changes with it, I've always tried to think, what do people get from it? And do you know what? I don't think there'll ever be a definitive answer, because it doesn't make sense to the likes of us because I just couldn't think of it. Would be another point of me that would pick up my phone. And do you know what I mean? Like, it boggles and blows my mind.
Even people who are generally nasty or anything, like, or just nasty people deep down, I just can't get it. Do you know what I mean? I just can't get why you'd want to do that and put your phone down and carry on the rest of your day as a school teacher.
Yeah, it can't compute it, can you? It doesn't make sense. And sometimes people think it's kids, but sometimes you then look at their profile and it'd be like proud grandparent of
Yeah, 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 yes.
And you're someone's nan or you're someone's granddad.
Yeah.
Like, what the actual fuck?
Middle-aged women that got be kind on their Instagram pages, and then it's all the time they're just trolling you and just saying the most horrendous things, but they've got
exactly.
Mind and support each other. Fuck off. Perhaps what you preach.
Imagine your nanny sat on the gram trolling people, watching Countdown. You know what I mean? Like, fucking have a word with yourself.
I know. I know. Well, I hope it stops soon. Like, I mean, you know, it's just not nice.
Definitely. Mm. No, change has to happen. Fingers crossed we're not too far away.
No, so, seriously.
Music-wise, we've got another release coming in the summer, you say?
Yeah, hopefully in the summer, end of summer.
And will we have an album before Christmas or around Christmas? I think that would be a perfect time.
Oh, yeah, that would be amazing. Stocking filler. Yeah. I mean, I literally just have so many different songs, so many different styles, and it's like, that's what you're kind of making, an album, an EP. And my main goal is to get signed by a major label. I think that's the main thing. I generally think I deserve it, because it's like the amount of work I've put into this is just crazy. And, you know, you've got to sacrifice a lot of things, because I want people to, you know, look at me as Samira, you know, the recording artist, not Samira who floats about. So, you know, you've had to sacrifice a few things, a few jobs, you know. And it's kind of like a process, and it's I want this longevity, you know, but I'd love to like a song come out and then I'm singing in capital, something like Jingle Bell Ball or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Love that. I'm going to be their cheerleader.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, what I wanted to ask you, babe, just before you go, do you find, because obviously becoming known from being on a reality TV show originally, do you think as reality TV stars, people get judged? And there's a misconception that then when you go on to do other things in the industry, that people kind of look down their nose on it a little bit.
Yeah, I think people judge people from reality TV very harsh, because they obviously reality TV is like the inside scope of that person's life or what they're doing. And I think like it's like, you know, people say like trash reality TV or it's not trash. It's just generally you're watching someone's life and then you feel like you know them because you only see them on a certain bit on the TV and they get looked down upon, which it's not, because there's actually so many talented like people who are in reality TV, people who have like aspirations and dreams as everyone else, but they decided to go on reality TV to start their career, you know, or they wanted to. So I definitely think reality TV stars get like frowned upon more than the normal. Yeah.
It's a shame.
Two fingers to them.
I know, literally.
It's because the thing is, talent will always speak for itself. Do you know what I mean? But it just goes back to what we're saying about Charles. It's just judgy people having a misconception on what pigeonhole people should be.
I know, which is just crazy.
So crazy.
And they're probably just jealous, to be honest. They want to go on reality TV. They want to go on Love Island. Like all these people that comment on the people on Love Island, if they were asked to go on it, they would jump.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. So nice to see you guys.
Congrats on the song as well, babes. I absolutely love it. And I cannot wait to hear the summer banger.
Yes. Thanks so much.
She's so lovely, isn't she?
So nice. And she's so beautiful.
So beautiful.
She is.
Summer, thank you so much for co-hosting with me this week. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you so much. And I hope you have a great rest of your evening and your week. And I look forward to coming on again soon.
Oh, bless you. I can't wait to see you soon. Take care, my love. Thanks again to everyone listening. Have an amazing week. And we'll be back next week with Stephen. Take care, guys.